stick.
And welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, that's Devil Radio, and also 1580 AM here in Madison, but 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. The Shaw.
Caw-caw!
Hey man, what a week, huh? The U.S. Supreme Court eviscerating America.
Supreme.
Wow. I mean, I was like, wow, that was quite a bit of stuff that you just had to wait till the very end here just to pile on, huh? I don't know if anybody doesn't know what the definition of eviscerate, the first thing it talks about is the disembowelment, which is what they just did to America. They disemboweled democracy and this idea of a great nation. First thing I saw was, teachers, you can lead your students in prayer in public schools. Oh, and by the way, you parochial schools that don't pay any taxes and anything, you can also use some of those taxes from the public to run your radical schools.
And as you're leading the prayer, have your gun handy, right?
Yes, and then, of course, the football player, or the coach, who went out to the midfield and led the whole stadium in prayer from his knee. But don't you remember Kaepernick took a knee too, man? And look, wow. So that's not cool. Taking a knee for police brutality and injustice in America. Don't take a knee for that, but take a knee for this country that was established on the freedom of religion, not the oppression of it, which is why they left England. They didn't want to be persecuted no more. But guess not. Now, persecution from the right, the far right, the religion. Oh, my God. Did I just say, oh, my God? Planet.
You did. There
you go. My grandchildren. Oh, nature and all of humanity. Because this is really happening right now. Okay, so yeah, you get past that part. And then it was, New York City. Hey, yeah, no, guns have more rights than the people that don't want to be shot on the streets of New York City. So they expanded gun rights. Then they restricted the rights of women by overturning Roe v. Wade. Right? Everybody knows that. Even though I think it was like better than 70% of the nation said, we don't want to go that route. Then what came after that? Let's see. Was it... if you're one of these poor people... And I know, because I know people that are involved in this, trying to help poor people when they're in trouble with the law, and a lot of it's really small compared to the crimes that these white-collar criminals and judges that are doing right now, right? So expanded the gun rights, and they took away, then they decided that they assign a lawyer to you, and the lawyer says, hey, the best thing we can do is to strike a deal with the prosecutor, and the prosecutor and the defense guy are they're going to go out and have lunch after it's done. And the person ends up not getting represented well. And then they appeal that and they want a new trial. No, we're not going to allow that anymore. When it's done, it's done. So if you get yanked by the lawyers and you think that you had a poor defense and they didn't represent you well, you can no longer request to have an appeal to have a second trial. Didn't you know that, Jason?
I did not know that, and especially after all the, the appeals made in relation to the big lie, I was like, wow.
Oh, what do you mean appeals? All these guys got to do, all these privileged people and powerful and wealthy people. I plead the fifth. You can't plead the fifth when we go to court. Wow. And then last but not least, we're going to rule with those fossil fuel companies and we're going to hamstring the Environmental Protection Agency. Now it's all across the nation. First, we saw it happen in Wisconsin. We watched Wisconsin get disemboweled. And then we saw the court in Wisconsin rule in favor of Preen, who did not win an election, whose term limit was up on the DNR. Guaranteed, if a Democrat did that the next time around and it went to the Supreme Court, they'd boot him out. You see what we're looking at here in America? I don't think people still know how god-awful this is and how much worse it's going to get. Here in Wisconsin, we had Ron Johnson. You know, well, first of all, let's go back to Scotty Fitzgerald reserving a room in the Capitol. I believe it was December 14th, but maybe, Scott, if you're listening. Nah, you aren't listening, are you, Butterball? You're on your, what? These people don't work.
A 10-month break.
Man, and I don't even get that mad anymore when I'm watching this. I laugh because it's like, wow, that's the best way I can keep my stress down. I don't want to, you know, but I knew this was coming. So it's like my anger and my frustration was taken out early. Back in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, what is it now, 22? I'm not backing away from all this. And what was really horrible was watching what the Democrats and what Joe Biden, you know, did to make deals with the devil. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just remember how everybody came out screaming about, oh, how they overturned the woman's right to choose. Yet Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and James Clyburn all decided to go with the pro-gun, anti-abortion Democrat Henry Cuellar down in Texas because, you know, because that's how you win, right? And Nancy Pelosi spending all this money from the DCCC or whatever to try and boost up the far right candidates to try and make it easier for Democrats to win? Man, when is it time for her to go? What kind of strategy is that? That's somebody that's so privileged they're out of touch and don't understand how people are suffering. She can get away with it, man, because she's in a district that's probably gerrymandered for her ass, too. Everybody's got $200,000 a year and up. They're going to go with her, man. They're going to go with the free life that they all call us if we don't have enough to make it through in this great land of ours. And then Joe Biden, yeah, he made a deal with McConnell, and so he's going to appoint a you know, anti-abortion federal judge. Those guys don't, once they're on, man. They don't get elected. What is this country, man? This is not democracy. When your judges can be bought and paid for, and they're so corrupt and immoral. No ethics. Remember when the Republicans always talked about the ethics and the family values? What, swapping families? Like I've seen so many of you guys do now?
Yeah, those talking points, well, I think they still try to bring them up once in a while. They just don't hold a lot of water.
Oh, well, you know, I hey, anybody out there want to call in? 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear the conservative viewpoints today. But what I want people to understand, and the mission I'm going to go on now is, okay, these far right people that are all angry and out of control, and they're violent as hell, man. We're seeing it, right? Don't give me that far left stuff. I'm reading posts from people saying, oh, 19 people killed and 2,000 officers assaulted. You know, when are we going to towns burn down, business? What movie are you watching, man? Yes, there were some businesses that were lit on fire. Late at night when you guys called the far left, when the anti-fascist crowd decided to hook up against the fascist crowd. And all white guys killing white guys is what happened during that Black Lives Matter summer. Right? It was all white guys. Rittenhouse walking and talking, still spewing his stuff. This is just... And still, I knew it was coming, but I mean, it's so grotesque and so disfigured and dysfunctional and evil.
It has to be called out, though. The reason you need to keep speaking on it and other people do is because it has to be called out. Because people forget otherwise. Because we're just inundated, Pizza Box. It's just the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. If we don't continue to hammer on the things that have happened that are wrong, people forget about it. And we can't have apathy. We've got to be engaged. This station is helping. And I'm proud to be a part of it because we have to do it. That's our job.
Well, unfortunately, this is war against the people and the planet and all of nature. These are crimes against man and nature. And we don't have anybody in place that's got the nads enough to do anything about it. I mean, I love watching these pundits. Oh, my God, did you see what happened this week in the hearings? And I'm like, you guys are surprised that Trump knew there was violence and weapons? What were you watching? I'm starting to think that when, you know, people don't care till it's too late, then they, oh, look what happened. Oh, boy. You didn't know this was coming. What's coming next is even worse, people. No longer waiting for the wheels to fall off the wagon of America. They're off. We're out of control. This is just, look, did you see the three cops and the police dog that got killed? They're going to serve a warrant on a guy that, you know, is beating his wife and whatever, and she has a restraining order on him there, so they're going to go get him. He ends up killing two officers, killing the dog. Then the third officer died. Three more of them injured. And then they take the guy in. Guess what color he was? Really? So white guys can just shoot cops now, and you're still going to what? Try and talk them down? Yeah. That makes me sick, man.
That stuff's...
And even though I don't like dogs trained to sniff for weed or any of that, man, yeah, whenever I see an animal get laid out by some stupid human, like so many people driving down the road with their cars, I mean, I care. It makes me sick, and my soul hurts every time I see an animal that I know didn't have to end up that way if somebody just slowed down or even care. Maybe next time.